Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, February 11th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Today we're in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, looking out over the ocean for quite a contrasting view that we normally have from our home. Today's message is titled, Like a Mighty Sea. The scripture text is from Psalm 93, 3 and 4.
The seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty.
Well, this morning, Brooksine and I watched the sunrise over the Atlantic Ocean here in Myrtle Beach. We'll be here for several days and we're looking forward to our time. I was raised in the Midwest and didn't see the ocean till I was 13, right here in Myrtle Beach. Brooksine, who was raised in Oklahoma, didn't see the ocean till after we were married for several years. Esther, on the other hand, has seen the ocean regularly since she was 4 years old due to her years of ministry in New England. Now that we all live inland, it's a special treat to once again walk along the sandy shoreline, view the mighty ocean, and hear its rolling waves.
Although it's winter here, yesterday's temperatures were around 70 degrees. Families with young children were enjoying the pleasures that only an ocean setting can provide, such as walking barefoot in the wet sand and collecting various kinds of seashells washed up by the waves. Esther has already collected a pile that's sitting right here on the table, and she plans to take them back to her friends.
As we were taking in the view of the mighty ocean and watching its pounding waves hit the shoreline, the old hymn, Like a Mighty Sea, came to mind. In our first pastorate in southern Missouri, a dear lady named Beulah often requested this song, as it was her favorite. What I find interesting is that she and her husband had never seen the ocean. They were simple farmers in that part of Missouri. Their only distant trip was as far as Illinois, one state east, where their daughter lived.
The ocean has inspired quite a number of scripture verses, hymns, and settings for writings, both fiction and nonfiction, throughout the ages. The above psalm extols the might of God. The sea referred to by the psalmist was likely the Mediterranean Sea. Israel is small geographically, and Jerusalem is not far from the Mediterranean Sea.
I too am reminded of the awesomeness of God and His power. When I look out over the vast ocean and watch the great breakers crash into the shore, the mysteries that lie below the sea only underscore the awesomeness of God's great power. Truly, the waves are a great analogy of God's ceaseless, mighty power. But the Lord on high is even mightier. How mighty is God? He's mighty enough to rule the great universe, yet small enough to live within my heart.
Let's pray together. Lord, any analogies we speak, excuse me, Lord, any words that...
Just say the prayer, honey.
Start again. Lord, any words that we speak or analogies that we use cannot fully describe your infinite, mighty power. It miraculously reaches beyond the heavens, is visible throughout all the earth, and is resident within our own hearts. It is only in experiencing a personal relationship with you that we begin to tap into the inexhaustible power and might that comes from you, Almighty God. Even as the waves of the ocean are powerful and wash up on shore, may you fill our lives to overflowing so that your mighty presence is visible in our lives and spills out to those around us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Well, Brooksine, we placed on the written text today the words, as best we recall, to Like a Mighty Sea. We both still remember the tune, though. And she did it the other day with the song. I'm going to ask her just to sing this song right now. Oh, I put her on the spot.
It's too early.
Like a mighty sea, like a mighty sea, comes the love of Jesus sweeping over me. The waves of glory roll, the Savior to bestow. Is the love of Jesus sweeping o'er my soul? I don't think that's right. And we don't have access to a hymn book or, in fact, even the internet as we prepare it. The place we're having, we can't get to it. We've got to go to a coffee shop. So those of you probably, likely old-timers, it's just not a song you hear in churches now, I don't believe, too many. We acknowledge we may be wrong. Well, we hope to keep up the daily encouragement messages all through the week. We find there's a coffee shop only about 6 blocks away where we can get on the internet. It's a real joy to share the Word of God with you and to encourage you today. And whatever you're going through, just remember how mighty God is, and He's going to take care of that matter.